天父，我们赞美你，因为你的话比金金还宝贵，比蜂房下地的蜂蜜还甘甜。谢谢你，你的真理进到我们当中，你的智慧临到我们，使我们从你的话语当中得力量，得生命。你的圣灵今天与我们同在，来加强我们的力量，赐给我们恩典。谢谢你，你像母亲一样爱我们，你比母亲更爱我们，你比父亲更爱我们。你的爱今天到永远一直与我们同在。让我们每一天用心去体会，用心去传递。从你那里领受到了爱和福气，能够使我们的福杯满溢，让别人也透过我们可以领受到你的爱和福气。奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。帖撒罗尼迦前书是保罗和希拉和提摩太写信给在帖撒罗尼迦的教会的一本书。
The book of Thessalonians is written by Paul and Silas to the church at Thessalonica.
刚才我们读的是第二章。
We have read chapter 2, the passage in chapter 2.
在里面我们看到保罗、希拉和提摩太他们把自己比作两个这个角色。一个角色是说，我们像什么？像母亲乳养自己的孩子一样。另外一个角色是说，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，劝勉你们，安慰你们。所以在这封书信当中，我们看到保罗、希拉和提摩太他们自比为母亲为父亲，然后帖撒罗尼迦这些人是他们的子女。当然我们知道这个是比喻哈，因为知道那三位都是弟兄，所以他们不可能是肉身上面的母亲。我们中国也常常说这个父母心呢，天下的父母心，我们说可怜天下父母心的时候呢，是讲到父母非常的爱自己的孩子。我们也常常呢，在古代的这些文字当中，我们也看到母亲和父亲的一些角色。比如说父兮居我，母兮养我。又比如说子不教谁之过啊，父之过，对，子不教父之过，就讲到父亲一个教养的角色。还有很多这些箴言这些谚语呢，可以告诉我们，给我们让我们思考到作为父母亲是一个什么样的角色，怎么样去养育自己的孩子。但是在母亲的养育和父亲的教养之前，这里在第一章里面，这是我们刚才说的第二章哈，在第一章里面讲到这位母亲是怎么把他们生出来的。
And in chapter 1, you talk about before they are raised up and taught by the father, and how the mother took the difficult time to give birth to them.
所以我们就联合这三个地方，我们来看一看这种爱表现在三个层面，就是父母把孩子生养出来，然后呢又像母亲一样乳养他们，又像父亲一样教养他们。我们从这三个方面来看一看神是怎么爱我们，又怎么透过他的使徒来爱我们。 那我们在座的刚才有很多母亲哈、啊，母亲呢都知道这个生产生养是非常痛苦的一件事情。
And those of you who are mothers, many of us are mothers, and you know that it was a difficult, painful time to go to childbirth.
现在呢，母亲若去生产的话，医院常常会问你要不要打麻醉啊。
Now if you go to childbirth, the hospital asks you, you need to take anesthesia.
为什么问你要不要打麻醉啊？
Why did he ask whether you want to take now?
因为他知道你会疼痛。
Because you know that this could be very painful. 啊，
事实上，圣经也告诉我们说，女人生产会有痛苦的。
And the Bible also tells us that it is painful to give birth.
大家在做母亲的时候，有没有生孩子不疼的？
Mothers who give birth is not have any pain.
如果有特殊的情况哈，你要特别的感谢神。
So special, you need to give special thanks to God.
因为绝大部分人都有疼痛的，如果神让你免除那个疼痛，你要特别的感谢他。
Because most of the time it's very painful. If God took the pain away, you need to give special thanks.
保罗、希拉和提摩太和其他一些门徒，甚至也包括你和我在内，我们也可以去把福音传给别人，让别人成为神的门徒。
So Paul and Timothy and Silas, including us, can be able to preach and proclaim the gospel to others.
在他们把这个福音传给其他人，使人成为门徒的过程，这是一个生产的过程。保罗说：“我在神的福音里面，在耶稣基督里面生了你。”
And the process of taking the gospel to others is like the process of giving birth. Like Paul was saying that I gave birth to you through giving you the gospel.
这样的话，他说过很多次。
Paul said this many times.
在《帖撒罗尼迦前书》的第一章、第二章里面，我们可以看到。
It was recorded in First Thessalonians chapter 1 and chapter 2.
在《哥林多前书》的第四章第十五和十六节也可以看到。
In First Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16, there was also recorded.
他说为父的不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音生了你们。所以我求你们效法我。耶稣基督也讲到，好像这个生产的过程当中有一些事情我们可以学习到。这个生产虽然是一个很痛苦的过程，但是也是一个很喜乐的过程。
Even though the process of giving birth is painful, it is also joyous. Okay.
因为有一个孩子出生了，跟他一起喜乐。
The child was born, and we want to rejoice.
为什么在这个痛苦当中依然有喜乐？因为母亲爱他，因为母亲爱这个孩子。
Why is there joy in pain? Because the mother loves the child.
耶稣基督在这个约翰福音第十六章的时候，在二十一到二十四节里面曾经讲到，他说。女人生产的时候呢是忧愁，因为她的时候到了。既生了孩子，就不再纪念了苦楚。
After the child was born, she no longer remembers the suffering.
因为欢喜世上生了一个人。
Because she rejoices that a new person is born to the world.
所以这就是母亲对孩子的爱。
This is love of mother to children.
他虽然痛苦，但是他情愿。
Even though his suffering, she was willing.
虽然那个时间短暂，他有忧愁，可是他又喜乐。
Even though for a time she was in pain, travel, and she still had joy.
神的爱甚至比这个母亲的爱更深、更大。
The love of God is even deeper than the love of mothers.
当我们在地上。有人像保罗、希拉、提摩太一样，愿意在耶稣基督的福音里面去生别人的时候，神的爱在那里更加体现出来。我们被生的时候，我们的父母喜乐，我们的神喜乐。因为父母爱我们，因为神爱我们。
Because our parents love us and our God loves us.
我们在座的都有父母亲生我们，对不对？
We all have our parents because of us.
没有父母亲生的，请举下手。没有这样的人吧？那我们在福音里面被生也是一样，我们都有自己的父母亲。
The same applies to us who are born in the gospel. We have.
那如果今天你在主里面，在耶稣基督里面，在神的家庭当中，你是得救的，你一定有一个父母亲。
If you are born in the family of God, you must have spiritual parents.
这个父母亲有可能就是你肉身的父母亲。
This
因为他们成为你信主的榜样，他们在你很小的时候就把福音传给你，他们带领你。有可能根本不是你的肉身的母亲父亲，那我的就不是。当我来到这个美国的时候，还没有听说过耶稣基督的名字，那个时候我已经24岁。几个月之后有人开始来向我传福音。我生命当中，在福音当中，我那个母亲和父亲的形象就开始慢慢的呈现了。
So in my life, my spiritual parents are gradually being formed.
第一个向我传福音的人是 IFM 的一个同工 ，International Friendship Ministry.
The first one who preached me about the gospel was a coworker in IFM, the Friendship Ministry.
他的名字叫 Mark Power.
Mark Power, what's his name?
我非常的感谢他，我后来也特别去感谢他，到他的教会里面去感谢他，因为他是我福音上面的父母。
I appreciate him very much, and the morning time I went to his church, especially did appreciate him because he was my spiritual parent.
当然，在这个过程当中，他不是唯一一个。后来我们在学生团契里面，比如说像 Chuck 和 Shirley。
Of course, he was not the only one. I was in his student fellowship, and there was Chuck and there was Shirley.
还有这个 CIU 的神学生，后来成了我的师兄师姐的这些弟兄姐妹们。有很多，但是我特别想提到 Paul 和 Sarah。那这些人都是我在福音里面的父母亲。这些父母亲他们爱我。他们在福音里面生了我。但是记得他们是怎么生的，生之前他们经历过什么。
But remember, what happened? What did they do before they gave birth?
大家还记得吗？几分钟之前我们看到的生产之前有什么。
We talked about that a few minutes ago. What happened before birth?
有忧愁和痛苦，对不对？
There was pain and suffering.
耶稣说你们生了孩子之后就不再纪念那苦楚了，说明那个苦楚前面还是存在的。你们如果认识我刚才提到那些人，你们可以私下里问问他，他们生我的时候有多少的苦楚。我可以告诉你 Mark Power 有多少的苦楚。当他到我们家来的时候，跟我和我的 roommate 传福音。那个时候我太太静还没有来。我的朋友叫 Gary， 就是我们一住在一个房间，我们是 roommate。那当 Mark 来到我们家中的时候呢，我们表面上是非常客气的。因为中国人嘛，就是不想要丢人家的面子。就很表面上就非常热情地接待他。一方面呢是不想戳他的面子，另外一方面呢也给自己一个台阶下，因为我还要去 IFM 去吃免费午餐晚餐的。但是我们从内心里面我就开始利用他了。说实话，那个时候我们就是想去吃晚餐，免费的晚餐，免费的英语课。他给我们上了这个讲了福音之后，送给我们圣经。等他离开，可能很短的时间之内，我不记得多长时间，几分钟或者几秒钟，那个圣经就可能被扔到垃圾桶。我是今天完全不记得那本圣经在哪里。他面对我们这样的人不计其数，也不知道有多少人这样从内心里面利用他们，瞧不起他们。我们当时从内心里面就是瞧不起他们。不管我们当时多么的假装，他也能够感受到的，他能够感受到那种苦楚，那种被拒绝的苦楚，那种不被接纳，那种被藐视的苦楚。
Of was a Republican who that he really know that he was being rejected, he was being used, he was kind of suffering.
但是他有没有因为这个苦楚就不去做生产的工作呢？
Was it because of this suffering that he refused to proceed with preaching the gospel?
没有，因为他爱我们。
He did not stop him because he loved us.
因为他在神里面，他爱这个人，他知道神的真典的真理和恩典会让他在福音里面生这些众多的子女。他把福音传给我和 Gary， 他把福音传给很多其他人，他现在还在日本传福音给更多的人。这就是母亲的爱，这是父母的爱。这种即便被拒绝、被藐视，即便在忧愁和苦楚当中，他依然去喜乐了为神做工的一种爱。
Even though rejected, even though in pain and suffering, the person still continue to do the work of God.
因着这个爱，他们生产。
Because of this, we give birth.
因着这爱生产之后，他们继续的乳养，这是我们今天看到的第二个方面。
Because of this love, after giving birth, they continue to nurse the child.
保罗和希拉和提摩太说他们是怎么乳养的呢？
Paul and Silas and Peter, Timothy, how did they nurse after children?
他说这个在上帝面前，你们是可以为我做见证的。我们是存着温柔的心来乳养你们。
Paul said that with a heart of gentleness.
我们在你们当中不单是带来神的真理，还带来了神的温柔。
We not only have the truth of God, we also have the gentleness of God.
还带来了神的圣灵作为安慰，作为保惠师。
And then there's the Holy Spirit who also comes along as a consolation, as a comforter.
所以你想想，我们的母亲乳养我们的时候是怎么样的温柔？
So you can see that how gentle our parents, our mothers, took care of us.
是怎么样的忠心，是怎么样的勤奋。我在这里也要特别想跟我孩子的母亲说一声谢谢。谢谢你，静在哪里？谢谢，作为母亲，她非常的辛苦。谢谢你，我爱你。不光是我爱他，我知道孩子们也很爱他。孩子们也知道这位是用神的爱、用神的温柔来乳养孩子的一位母亲。这是我们其中一个孩子给母亲做了一个卡片。他不会写汉字，所以呢就用英语，我就让 Richard 把这个念一下。
Dear Mom, thank you for being an amazing mother. Ever since I was a baby, quarreling with my brother, we grew up and fought less and less. Two others popped up to your distress.Hardworking and busy, but loving each day. We all have something we need to say. I love you.
我想说，在孩子们眼中
，So in the eyes of children,
母亲永远是伟大的，是慈爱，是勤奋工作，是爱。
Mother is always loving, always great, always diligent, always working very hard.
刚才 Richard 所念的这一段话当中，我特别想提到两句话。一句话，他说是一位很有奇妙爱的母亲。第二句话说是非常勤奋忙碌，但是每一天都有爱的母亲。保罗、希拉和提摩太。对于他们在帖撒罗尼迦教会、哥林多教会的这些子女们，对他很多其他的子女们就是这样。
Paul and Silas and Timothy, that was how they treat their children for Thessalonica and also the other children.
就是在这个勤奋的工作、忠心的服侍神、服侍人当中，显示出他们的爱了。
In this Christian girl, as they faithfully serve God, faithfully serve men, it magnifies the love of God.
他们这样的爱是来自于神的。
And this love comes from God.
等一下我们会继续来看这个爱从哪里来，但是我现在还要再跟大家再跟大家分享一下这个爱的一些方面。所以我们刚才看到生养的爱，又看到乳养的爱。我们再看这里讲的一个教养的爱。这里怎么说的呢？他说我们怎样劝勉你们，这个是第十一十二节这里哈。他说我们向你们这些人是什么呢？是圣洁，是公义，是无可指责的，并且我们是劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们，就像父亲带自己的儿女一样。作为父亲有一个劝勉、安慰、解释、嘱咐、命令的一个角色在里面。
As a father, one needs to encourage, comfort, give counsels, and do all this to bring up and teach the children.
这是今天我们要看的爱的第三个表现形式。
This is the third part we want to talk about this manifestation of love.
是一个教养的爱。
It's the love of teaching.
那什么时候我们这些做孩子的需要被劝勉、需要被安慰、需要被指责、需要被指正和归正、需要被嘱咐呢？
As children, when do we need to be encouraged, be comforted, to be disciplined, to be rebuked, and be corrected?
常常就是我们犯错的时候。
Usually, it happens when we make mistakes.
那在我生命当中，又有这样一位父母的角色来指出我的错误，让我来改正。
And someone next to me also play this role of correcting me as a father does.
今天呢，等一下我们会有洗礼。
In the moment we're going to have a
那这就提醒我回想我十几年前自己受洗的状况。给我施洗的那位牧师就是 Dr. Phillips。
Dr. Phillips was the one who baptized me。
在静和我的眼中，他就像我的父亲 ，Cathy 就像我们的母亲一样。
In the sight of Jane and I, he seems to be our father, and Cathy seems to be our mother。
他怎么样？我现在眼睛一闭上，我就可以浮现当时的一幕，他们是怎么样？最后一天在哥伦比亚的时候，我们是怎么样跟他们拥抱、哭泣？我们就觉得要离开父母的那种感觉。
I close my eyes and I can still see the scene when I was before they left Colombia. How we embraced each other. It was like we are our parents were departing from us.
如果你让我说 Dr. Phillips 和 Cathy 这对牧师和师母对我有什么样的影响的话，有很多的事情我可以说，但是我可能要我只讲一件的话，我可能就记得一件事情。
Yeah, many things I can talk about Dr. Phillips and Cathy, but if you want to tell me one thing, I can say this.
就是他对我的指正。
Is the correction.
我当时在找工作的时候呢，就参考他，比如说我写的简历，或者说我一些策略，跟谁怎么样去讲话，有什么样的礼仪，我都会去问他。
I was looking for a job, so I let him go over my resume and give me advice.
然后找了一段时间的工作，没有找到。
After a bit of time, I did not land a job.
后来我就想了一个办法，我以为自己很聪明。
So I came up with something. I thought I was smart.
因为我看到一个工作的机会呢，跟我其中一个学位呢非常的相配。
I see a job opening that seems to match one of my degrees.
可是在那个同时呢，我有另外一个学位。
But I also have another degree.
另外这个稍高一点的学位呢，跟这个工作没有什么太大的关系。
And this higher degree has nothing to do with this particular job position.
甚至有可能呢，会让人家觉得啊，你有这个更高一点的学位，我不想给你更高的工资，我就不想要你。
And in fact, with my higher degree, some people might say that overqualified, I don't want to pay you more to hire you for this particular opening.
所以我就自作聪明呢，就想把我的那个高一点的学历从简历当中拿走。我就说我只有这个学历，这个学历跟你们的工作非常相配，我在这里找工作就好了。
So I was thinking that I'm going to be clever, I'm going to remove my high degree from my resume, I'm going to leave the lower degree, and this will match that opening very well.
可是你猜 Dr. Phillips 跟我讲什么呢？
But you can guess what Dr. Phillips told me.
他说昆明你是主里面的人。
You are someone in the Lord.
是就说是，不是就说不是。
Your yes should be yes, your no should be no.
你有这个经历，你有这个学位，你就应该诚实地告诉别人。
You have this degree and you have this experience, it should show up on your resume.
你去找工作的时候，不能够隐瞒这个事实。
You cannot hide this particular fact.
你猜我当时心情怎样？
What was I thinking? At that time, you can really guess.
我在想，我肉身的爸爸不会这么对我这么说。我肉身的爸爸可能还认我这是一个聪明的想法。但是另外一方面，我就非常的惭愧。我知道他的教训是从神而来的。我不管接下来的。结果会怎样？我不管我说实话之后带来什么样的结果，那个并不重要。我能不能找到工作并不重要。
It is not important whether I could land that job or on the resume.
但是 Dr. Phillips 在神里面，在做福音的我的父亲里面，他就是这样教导我。
But that Dr. Phillips as my spiritual father, he taught me after he gave me the gospel, he taught me in this way.
他说你要诚实。
He said, you need to be honest.
所以我们在这里面看到，这就是一位父亲的形象。保罗、希拉和提摩太在他们中间也是这样的一个形象，他们是何等的圣洁公义，又去教导别人怎么样模仿圣洁和公义。
So this is the father figure, Paul and Silas and Timothy, they were holy and they were blameless, and they even used as an example to teach the spiritual truth.
所以我们又要看到这里面这爱的三个表现形式或者三个层面，一个是生养的爱，因为爱所以生养，因为爱所以乳养，因为爱所以教养。我们开始问自己两个问题，这爱的表现形式，我们问这两个问题，这个爱从哪里来？这个爱要到哪里去？
We can ask ourselves two questions. Where did this love come from and where is this love going?
我们看到这里保罗和希拉和提摩太所描述的那个爱好像是从他们自己来，对不对？
Paul and Silas seem to imply that this love came from themselves. Is that right?
从他们自己来。你知道保罗、希拉和提摩太从前是什么样的人吗？
You probably know who they were. Paul and Timothy.
他之前也认为他很爱神，保罗也认为他很爱神，也认为他很爱其他人。
They thought themselves that they love God and they love other people.
但他之前却是迫害基督徒的。
But before that, Paul was the one who persecuted the church.
是把基督徒就抓到监牢里面去的。
Paul was even on a mission to take Christians into prison.
他是以他的方式来爱。
He loved with his particular way.
可是我们知道神改变他之后，他这种爱才出来，他的生养的爱、乳养的爱、教养的爱，在神改变他之后才真正的这样出来。
But after God changed him, then his love of giving birth, his love of nurturing children, his love of teaching came out.
我可以给大家一个图像，大家可以看得到。这个爱从哪里来？是我从一个图片当中，我从一个杯子，从这个水当中，我让大家看到。
Let you imagine this particular picture. There is a cup. There is water.
保罗的爱。就好像这个杯子象征着保罗的生命。我们每一个人的生命就好像一个杯子一样。 这个爱究竟从哪里来呢？
Where did it come from? Where did this love come from?
这个杯子自己是没有水的，对不对？
There was nothing in the cup.
有时候装一点水，有时候漏掉了或者蒸发掉了，但这个杯子里面的内容从哪里来？
Where does the content of the cup come from? Maybe it was at one time being evaporated and was nothing there.
你必须要倒进去，它才可以出来。
You have to pour something in, then you can get something out.
所以保罗的生命当中。
So in Paul's life,
是用什么来充满他的呢？
What was being poured in to fill up his life?
当外面的东西充满他的时候，他的这个就溢出来。
When something from outside comes in, and then it goes into his life and it overflows.
保罗从前的生命是迫害人的生命。
The life that he persecuted Christians.
就像一杯脏水一样。大家可以看到这个水黑黑的，对不对？有没有看到黑黑的、黄黄的？他的生命是这样进去，也是这样出来。所以从他里面所进去的，就是他当时对这个当时对神的认识不够清楚的时候，那些败坏的生命。
So that was his life, garbage in, garbage out. What was what ending his life? Was filthy and filthy things came out.
当其他人迫害一个门徒叫斯蒂凡的时候，他在旁边非常的喜乐。
When Stephen was being persecuted, Paul at the time was sore. He was very happy. He was supportive.
他是以迫害别人、伤害别人为乐的。
He enjoyed persecuting Christians and hurting others.
他的生命从他自己内心的那种苦毒、那种纷争而来。
His life was filled with bitterness and strife.
但是主耶稣基督彻底改变他之后，他真正明白耶稣基督为他的罪而死之后。
After his transformation, through his encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ, he knew that Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, died for his sins on the cross.
他的爱，他的生命被神洁净。
His love was purified and cleansed by God.
就好像我们刚才所唱的那首歌一样，我的罪在全场清，主洗我比血更白。
Just like the song we have sung, that my sins were washed away and now white as snow.
所以保罗在这里面可以跟他的在福音里面的子女们这样讲。
So Paul could say this to his spiritual children.
他说我在主里面是这样的劝勉你们、安慰你们。
That I encourage you and comfort you.
他的新的生命就好像这杯干净的水一样，白白的。就好像在他的生命的源头当中，一直有上帝的水浇灌在他的生命当中，他的水就这样溢出来。所以我们现在回想一下，在你我的生命当中，那些在属灵、在福音里面生了你们的那些父母们，他们的生命从哪里来？
So you can think about in your life, where does the lifeComes from for those who gave birth to you spiritually.
我可以想到 Mark Power.
I can think about Mark Power.
我可以想到 Dr. Phillips.
I can think about Dr. Phillips.
我看这些人，他们为什么要爱我？
I can see that how many people love me.
我没什么可爱的地方。
I am not lovable.
那如果你去问我们家老婆和孩子，你就彻底的明白我完全没什么可爱的地方。
If you ask my wife and my children, then they know that I am not lovable.
他们爱我不是因为我可爱。
They love me not because I am.
他们爱我，是因为神可爱，而且神把这个爱的生命放在他们里面。
They love me because God is lovable. God gives love of God into their life.
所以，我们在这里看到这个爱从哪里来到哪里去。
So we can see where this love comes from, where this love is going.
所以我们刚才。大家我们算一下数学哈，我们看到爱的三个表现方式，就是父母亲在福音里面生养了我们，又濡养我们，又教养我们。
that is spiritual parents, give birth to us, nurse us, and teach us.
我们也看到这个母亲无论是在生养还是乳养还是在教养当中呢都有非常多的痛苦。你看这个这个苦难或者说这个付出有多大呢你可以看一看这个一些我们平时有一个广告你就知道了我以前呢看到一些的广告不知道大家有没有注意到其中有点像广告有点像笑话。
You can see how much the love for mother is from a commercial. Come across a commercial, reminds you of love for mother.
他说我们现在招聘人才哈，这个人呢要非常的勤劳，而且呢要随传随到，就好像传道一样。
There was a ad on recruitment. This person needs to be diligent, work hard, and that should be instantly available at any moment.
而且呢又不能够抱怨，而且要很有耐心。工作呢就是365天24小时就是7天这样的工作而且还有一个重要的条件就是不能有薪水如果你看到这样的招聘广告你觉得他们在招谁呢或者你觉得他们招得到人吗他们肯定招不到招不到没有爱心的人对不对要必须要有爱心而且他们招到天下所有的母亲你想想母亲就是这样的角色母亲面对着这样的一个招聘广告我来我就是这样把我的全部的时间摆上给孩子没有怨言随叫随到不拿工资这样的爱能从保罗希拉和提摩太肉身里面出来吗能从 Mark 能从 Dr. Phillips 的肉身出来吗不能这是因为神爱了他们神的爱的生命在他们当中神的生命在那些母亲的当中所以他们的生命的这个杯子爱满溢出来福杯满溢出来才可以去爱其他人所以我们这里看到三个方面生养乳养和教养我们问了两个问题这个爱从哪里来到哪里去现在我们到一个数字
So when we see the birth and nursing and teaching of the love, and we ask those two questions, where does this love come from, where does this love lead us, as it goes?
所以大家就好像要跑步或者干什么样三二一要跑步了哈三二一等一下我们要吃饭了所以我们看到三个方面看到两个问了两个问题现在我们看一个实例
and then we are talking about three perspectives and then the two questions and then the one mission so we have one command three to one
保罗讲了这么多哈，保罗讲了这么多我像父亲一样爱你们像母亲一样爱你们像父母一样生你们讲了那么多究竟目的是什么我们刚才读了这段话的最后一句就是说要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神在另外一个场合他说我像父亲一样在教导里面为的是什么为的是我求你们效法我所以总结起来有一个使命他要给他的听众就是我怎么样进了神的国我怎么样得了荣耀我怎么样效法了神你们要效法我你们要效法神你们要效法我怎么效法神的榜样这就是保罗希拉和提摩太让我们看到了这个使命换句话说他好像在讲我在福音里面做了你们的父母 你们应该去做别人的父母。
In the gospel, you say that I become your parent in the gospel, and you are going to be parents for others in the gospel.
这就是在这里面我们所看到他给我们的使命，你们要去做别人福音上面的父母，让别人来效仿你，让别人在你们的生命当中得到神的爱。
This is his one mission for his audience, that you need to be parents of others, so the others can imitate you, and then they can be parents of others.
大家知道这个父母也是用比喻来讲的哈。
And also, this is also an allegory.
其实保罗，如果你看他的生命的话，你知道他都是独生的，他是独生的。
Paul was single. He was not married in his life.
肉身里面他不是任何人的父亲。
He was not anybody's physical father.
但在福音里面他是很多人的父亲。
But in the gospel, he was a father, spiritual father of many, many.
今天无论你和我是什么样的状态。
So that's whether we are single or not.
无论你是单身的还是结婚的，无论现在有你肉身的孩子还是没有。
Doesn't matter whether you are physically married or whether you are physical children or not.
我们都同样承受这样一个使命，我们要去做别人的父母，属灵的父母。
We all have been given this mission. We are to be spiritual parents of others.
你说这个好像很难了。不管难还是不难，这是神给我们的使命。
Doesn't matter whether it's difficult or easy. This is the mission that God has given us.
我们曾经在福音里面被生了。
We were born in the gospel.
神。在这个里面给我们一个使命，让我们在福音里面去生别人。神呼召一些人不顾苦楚和忧愁，却因为爱生了你和我。神同样呼召你和我，神同样呼召你和我不顾苦楚和忧愁，去用爱生养其他人。
And in the same way, God also wants us to ignore pain and suffering so that we can give birth with the gospel.
我们可以一步步的做。
We can do this one step at a time.
我很欣赏 Mark Power, 他在去日本宣教之前，他就做事情就是一步一步的。
I appreciate Mark Powell before he went to Japan. He do things one step at a time.
他当时也没有进过很多的教育，也没有接受过很多的培训，也没有很多的经验。他就单单的在一个顺从的心，他就拿着圣经，拿着一些单章，就到家里面去敲门，跟我们做朋友，就来向我们传福音。
He did not have a lot of education, but yet he just took the trash and he came to visit us and tried to befriend us.
就来邀请我们去参加教会，去参加团契。你和我也可以这样做。我们这个很高兴的跟大家透露一个消息，我们2019年呢，在北卡和南卡有很多的教会，我们共同举办一个布道会。
I want to give you a heads up about that in 2019, a lot of churches in Northern and Southern are going to have a joint evangelistic meeting.
我们的主要讲员呢是《游子吟》那本书的作者冯秉成牧师。
冯秉成牧师是Pastor冯秉成is going to be the keynote speaker. He's the one who wrote a very famous book, the Wanderer's poem.
你在福音里面的这个生养别人的工作，可以从现在就开始。
You can start this process of giving birth to others. Good gospel starting from now.
你可以邀请朋友，你可以跟他做朋友，可以邀请他到时候说明年我们一起去，到了时间快到的时候，明年邀请他一起去这样的布道会。
You can invite friends to plan to attend this meeting. You said that we can plan for next year we can go to this meeting together.
我记得非常的清楚，在学生团契里面，像刚才所提到的 Chuck 和 Shirley 和 Paul 和 Sarah， 还有很多其他的一些弟兄姐妹，就是这样跟我们做朋友，然后邀请我们去阿拉巴马的一个福音营。
I cannot remember that in the first there was Paul and Sarah and Chuck and Shirley. They become friends with us and also invited us to the gospel camp at Alabama.
那个时候很远啊，差不多6个多小时开车。我们根本都我都不知道那个福音里面会有什么样的内容。
It was a long trip. It took about 6 hours one way, and I did not know what was going to happen.
根本也不知道谁会在那里，但是我们就去了。
We had no idea we were going to be there, but we went.
为什么我会去？
Why did I go?
因为是我的朋友邀请我，因为他跟我花时间在一起。
Because he Because I was invited by my friends. They spent time with us. We have our friendship built up.
因为在那个福音，在那个朋友当中，他们的爱向我们彰显出来，我们就因着这份友情，因着这个爱就去了。
Because there is love, there is friendship, love between us. Because of this love, I was willing to go.
去北港不需要六个多小时哈。
But it's not only that, it's not 6 hours.
好，所以我给大家一个挑战：神既然呼召我们。我们既然在福音里面被生了，神挑战我们在福音里面去生养别人。从现在开始，你就可以邀请，你就可以跟大家建立关系，你可以邀请他到教会来，到团契来，到你家里面，到你的工作场合，跟他做朋友，开始。
I challenge you that since you have been born now, you can find the begin to give God that you can invite other people to your home or to your place of work, and you can make friends, or that you can take them to your place, so that you can start inviting them to this meeting.
你也可以邀请朋友平时到我们教会来。
You can also invite them to attend our church on a regular basis.
为了给大家创造更加便利的这个邀请的这样一个环境。
In order to facilitate this invitation.
执事会呢，昨天我们做出了一个能够帮助大家去邀请的一个更便利的条件。
The board had a meeting yesterday and trying to make the condition easier for you to make the invitation.
我们也非常感谢提出这样一个建议的就弟兄姐妹。
We also give thanks to one of the brothers, sisters who gave and suggested.
我们采纳了这样建议，我们现在决定，你去邀请别人的时候说，你可以说，哎，我们教会非常欢迎你们过来，我们来这里的客人和朋友，你可以来跟我们一起敬拜神，一起来这里，你们到这里可以免费的吃午餐。
We also talk about that. We can invite other people to come.And then we can say if we invite you to come, you can have a free lunch over in the church.
当然，与此同时呢，我们要把你去生养别人的苦楚呢，增加了一点点。
And also, we increase your pain of giving birth.
所以呢，你去邀请别人的时候呢，你是主人，他们是客人，他们是朋友。那主人呢，我们以前建议的奉献是2块钱一个人，现在把你的苦楚提高到了3块钱一个人。
So in the past, when we are having lunch, we suggested the donation for lunch is $2. But since you are the host and there are people are guests, so we suggest that we increase your lunch to $3.
所以感谢神，我们迎接这样挑战的时候，我们愿不愿意接受神这样的挑战，来实现神在我们生命当中这个使命，去福音，在福音里面去做别人的父母。
We give thanks to God and God to want to challenge you are what to see. But are you willing to accept this challenge and know that in this way you can also give birth to others with the gospel?
感谢神，今天在他的话语当中，我们看到神的爱透过父母的生养、乳养和教养向我们展现出来。
We give thanks to God that the love of God is made known to us through giving birth, through nursing, and also through teaching.
我们也在神的话语当中对我们所提出的2个问题得到解答，就是神的这个爱从哪里来，到哪里去。
We also have answers from about the 2 questions: Where does this love come from, and where does this love leads to? Where is it going?
这个爱不从我们的肉体来，这个爱从爱我们的神来，从主耶稣基督来，从与你同在的圣灵而来。他的这个爱要从你的生命透露出来，要流淌到别人的生命当中去。
This love does not come from us. This love comes from the Father, comes from the Lord Jesus, comes from the Holy Spirit, and it's going to well up in you. Then you need to give this love to others.
我们也看到，透过这3个方面，透过这2个问题，我们看到神给我们的一个使命。
And through these 3 levels, and through these 2 questions, God is going to give us 1 mission.
这个使命就是要叫我们行事对得起神，让我们在福音里面去生养众多。
So that the mission is that so that you are worthy of the calling that in the with the gospel you are going to multiply propagate and reproduce.
我们感谢神给我们这样的教导，一起来祷告。
We give thanks to God for His teaching. Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你爱我们。
Dear Father, we give you thanks for your love.
你使用你的门徒在福音里面生养、乳养和教养了我们。
You utilize your disciples so that they give birth, they nurse, and they taught.
你的爱流淌在他们的生命当中，又透过他们的生命流到我们这里来。
Your love came through their life and then also come upon us.
你也给我们这样一个使命，让我们得了这样的爱和恩典，要对得起你，把我们所得到的这个爱和福气。能够满溢出来，流淌到别人的生命当中。
You also want us to be worthy of His love, so that His love overflows a couple months over, and that this life can also be mingled and be sent to others.
谢谢神对我们的爱，给我们的使命。
God, we thank you for your love and thank you for your great commission.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。
In the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ, Amen.